Mothership Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We are looking during this series, a 60-part series on the character of Jesus, or the characteristics of Jesus, if you will. And today, we're at part five. We're looking at the characteristic of kindness. Jesus was always so very kind in what he did and what he said. You know, when Jesus preached on hell, this is worth mentioning. When he was preaching on hell, when he was talking to people gathered around him about hell, it was as a warning, beloved. He never said it harshly. He never shouted and screamed. The only time he ever showed anger was when he overturned the money changers' tables in the temple. And he really didn't like that because it was his father's house and he didn't want anything to do with that. But Jesus always showed such kindness. One of the wonderful characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ was his kindness. I can't say it any other way. I want us to look at the book of Ephesians, Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. We're going to go to chapter 4 and we'll start at verse 31. It says this: Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Then Paul says this: instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Beloved, that is where kindness comes into its own. You know, we can hold on to all sorts of things. We can hold on to bitterness all our lives. And I know some people have done that. In fact, I'm thinking of one right now. This person has just held on to this bitterness all of their life. And what is their life like? What does their life radiate because of that bitterness? I'll tell you, their life radiates bitterness. That is what is radiated from that person. When you meet that person, you know that they are bitter because you can sense it and it's all over you. Even though they're being nice in words, kind in words, but they're not being kind in thought. That's the point. And beloved, I want us to change our lives. I want us to mirror Jesus. I want us to have the same sort of characteristic in our lives as Jesus does. And therefore, one of those characteristics that I'm talking to you about today during this daily devotional is kindness. We need to radiate kindness. Kindness needs to be second nature in our lives. And I believe this, I really do believe this, and I want you to listen very intently to this. If we are not showing kindness, it is because there is something blocking the way. And I believe that that thing that blocks the way, and I'm going to come back to it again, you're going to say, oh, not this one again. It's unforgiveness. Look what Paul says. Instead, be kind to each other. He uses another word then, tender-hearted, and then another, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Beloved, he reiterates forgiveness. Why does he do that? Because forgiveness is inextricably linked with kindness. You can put the two together. If you have a forgiving nature where someone does something to you and you forgive them instantly, then it shows that you have a kind spirit. It shows that you have kindness radiating through you. I brought you a testimony. I brought you an interview with a couple called Ron and Vi. I might well bring that again one of these days, that I recorded at the CRE conference, the Christian Resources Exhibition that was being held in Manchester at the time. Incidentally, I'm going to another one tomorrow. I'm going to the Christian Resources Exhibition in London, but that's a by the by. But they were talking about forgiveness and the fact that their son had been murdered. And Ron was telling me that he forgave the person or people that had murdered his son instantaneously. Immediately he forgave them. That tells me that Ron has kindness radiating through his body. Beloved, is that you? Would you say that that was you? Do you have a forgiving spirit? Do you forgive people very, very quickly and very, very easily? Or does it take time? Well, if I'm going to be honest with myself and talk about me personally, myself, I'm going to say, by and large, usually, I will forgive immediately. That is the way I am. Usually, I will forgive straight away. I can only remember one moment in my life when that didn't happen, and I was unable to forgive immediately. And I had to go to a friend of mine and call her. She was my prayer partner at the time. And I said to her, I can't forgive this person. I can't. And she just said, go and get the book you wrote, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go, and read chapter 11, because that's a chapter all about forgiveness. I did that. And all the way through that chapter, as I was reading it to her on the telephone, I cried and cried and cried, and I could hardly get it out, simply because I knew the power behind it, the power of forgiveness. I was able to forgive with my will, and that bitterness had gone. It had completely vanished. And it was replaced with a kindness toward that person. Beloved, we have to be kindness of spirit. We have to have that radiating through us. We've looked at love, we've looked at joy, we've looked at peace, we've looked at patience, beloved, all of these characters of Jesus in the last few programs. And now we're at part 5, and it is kindness. And kindness is linked with forgiveness. And I'm just going to say this to you. You cannot possibly have kindness in your spirit if you are holding unforgiveness against someone. And I want you to imagine that if you are holding unforgiveness against someone, you are chained to them. There is a chain that goes around your neck and around their neck. You are linked. And until you say, I forgive with my will, that chain will not drop. The second you say, I forgive with my will, that chain goes in Jesus' name. And kindness will radiate from your heart. Is this you today? Is this daily devotional for you today? Do you need to hear this message today, this very day, this moment? Do you need to hear this message of God's forgiveness power? And if you decide that you do want to forgive, that forgiveness, there is going to come a spirit of kindness into you. If that is you, I want to give you this opportunity to forgive with your will. I want you to think about the person you need to forgive right now, right at this moment. Okay, you've got it. Now I want you to pray with me. I'll say the words. I want you to repeat them with me. I'll leave a gap for the name of the person or people you need to forgive. And we're going to do this with our will. Are you ready? Repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your saving power. Father God, I want kindness to radiate right through me. The kindness of your Son, Jesus. Right now, Father, I declare this with my will. I will forgive. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.